Revelation chapter 14, blessed people.
Tumekuwa tukiangazia kitabu cha Ufunuo sura ya 14 watu wabarikiwa.
And we saw that when the angel comes with the eternal gospel.
Na tuliona kwamba wakati malaika anapokuja na injili ya milele.
That is literally the command of God.
Hiyo ni kimsingi ni amri ya Mungu.
God Almighty commanding.
Mungu mkubwa yeye atamwambia.
However, it may look, whether it may look subtle to you or silent to you, or gentle to you, it is a very serious command of God.
或者会讲温柔的跟你说，可是这毕竟是神的命令。
And so,
这样,
we saw that the first angel in the book of Revelation chapter 6, Revelation 14 verse 6 rather,
启示录十四章的六节
That first angel we saw that he does give the command of the eternal gospel.
我们看过这第一位天使现在给出的是永远的福音。
That command, he commands the fear of God.
这个命令当中的内容就是惧怕神, 将荣耀归给他。
And then he says, be aware that God judges sin.
然后要知道神审判罪。
He has judged sin before.
他已经审判过罪。
He will judge it again.
他会再度的审判罪。
And after that,
之后呢,
he says, worship only the creator.
只要敬拜创造者,
the entire universe,
创造了那整个宇宙,
the heavens, the earth, the oceans, the seas, and the fountains under the earth.
天地海水，众水泉源的那一位。
So this is a very serious conversation from Jehovah.
因此这是从耶和华来的非常严重的、认真的、严肃的对话。耶和华雅威，耶和华雅威，
Reaching a last call to His people.
给自己的百姓说出最后的呼叫。 告诉他们说,
that after this, the Messiah will come.
之后就有弥赛亚来临。
After this announcement of the gospel, judgment will enter.
这个审判的宣布之后,
and then we see that there is a third angel.
这福音的说出之后就有审判了第三位天使。
Actually, a warning.
第三位天使给出的简直是个警告。 当这第一位天使非常非常重要的时候， 今天刚刚跟我们一起加入到我们礼拜的， 这是从内罗毕肯亚而说出的现场直播。 我们现在专注的是 2021年12月8号的意象，
pulpit from heaven, a wooden pulpit to me.
就是父神从天堂降下来，给我降下来木质讲台的意象。
He asked me to replace the glass modern pulpit that was at the altar of the Lord.
要求我来以此来更换在主祭坛上用玻璃做的讲台。
And when I did so, the other glass altar disappeared. The glass altar disappeared.
当我这么做的时候，玻璃的讲台就消失了。
And that is what we've been focusing on for some time.
这是我一段时间以来一直专注的意象。
The vision of Yahweh, December 8, 2021.
2021年12月8号，父神的意象。
The Lord literally announcing to this generation that please restore my altar that lies in ruin.
简直是主向这一代吩咐说，请求你来更换我讲台的。
And we know very well that that mission, the mission to restore the altar, is the centerpiece of this visitation of the Lord on the earth right now.
这祭坛的讲台，我们非常的知道主这个事工就是要更换、修复主讲台的这个使命，就是现在主非常关注的。
So now we've been reading about the three angels. We looked in Scripture to find where exactly we can get a reference for you to restore the altar of the Lord.
并且这就是两位先知主要事工，因此我们查看了这永远的福音，就是在我们圣经当中我们可以知道的。
That can help you restore the altar of the Lord.
可以帮助你来修复主讲台的内容。
We ran into this scripture of Revelation 14, verse 6 down.
这一来呢，我们就开始读启示录十四章的六节以下的内容。
The entire book of Revelation 14 essentially speaks to that, the need to restore the altar of the Lord. It does give the interpretation of what the Lord is asking for right now.
其实整个十四章在告诉我们，主现在要求我们修复讲台的时候需要的主的信息，准确的主的讲道，主的福音，就是永远的福音是什么内容。
Why we saw three angels.
就是为什么我们查看了这三位天使。
We saw the first angel in Revelation 14 verse 6.
启示录十四的六章第一位天使。
And that angel proclaimed the eternal gospel, saying, "Fear God, give Him glory, and the day of judgment is coming."
这第一位天使说出的永恒的福音内容，第一敬畏神，将荣耀归给神，因为主审判的日子要来临了，唯有敬拜主称赞。应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。因此这是非常的强大蒙福的人们。
Because you see that the Lord is addressing the current fall at the pulpit.
因为主现在介绍先进讲台的堕落。
And we see that the third angel is actually very critical.
其实我们看到这第三位天使是非常的重要。
The third angel literally gives the severest warning.Yet in the Bible about rebellion, a warning on rebellion.
因为第三位天使在圣经当中给出最最严重的警告，针对那些悖逆的人。
And he says, if anyone worships the beast,
他说任何一个拜兽的。
In other words, if anyone does not obey the command of the first angel,
换言之，任何一个没有顺服第一位天使下的命令的。他说
worshipping the beast, receiving his mark, worshipping his image, receiving his mark on their foreheads and hands.
拜兽或者拜兽像，或者在额上或在手上受了印记的。
Then he says, they too will drink the wine of God's fury.
这些人也必喝神大怒的酒。
Which has been poured out full strength into the cup of his wrath.
此酒正在神愤怒的杯中陈列不杂。
So you can imagine that is uncontrolled wrath.
你可以想象出这是个无法控制的愤怒。
That means now that is the pure wrath of God, full strength, maxed without any compassion or grace.
这是陈列不杂的，就是表示没有任何一点点恩典的彻底完全的愤怒。
We saw that they will be tormented with burning sulfur.Alpha in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb.
而且我们看过，他们这些人要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在何为流亡之中受痛苦。
Then he says their smoke will rise, the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever.
并且他们受痛苦的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
That means no rest.
这意味着没有休息。
No night time.
没有任何晚上的时间，没有假日，没有周末。
This is very serious.
这是非常的严重。
So that this is one of the most serious warnings in the Bible that God lays on anyone that does not receive Jesus.
我们看过在，这就是在圣经当中给出的最最可怕、严重的警告。任何一个没有接受主耶稣基督的人，
anyone that does not receive Jesus properly,
没有完整的接受主耶稣基督的所有的人。
Because anybody can say they are born again in this age, but when you check, then you find that they are not delivering.The deliverables of the eternal gospel, the fear of God, giving God glory, fearing God will judge sin, worshipping Yahweh, they don't deliver those deliverables.
因为现今这个时代，任何一个人都自己开口说这就是重生的，可是你仔细的查看，其实他们重生的都缺乏这根本的基本的与永远的福音的基本内容，就是敬畏神，将荣耀归给主，并且要知道主的审判来临，并且要唯有敬拜主耶和华。
The meaning of God's wrath, full strength.
并且神愤怒了，就是穷意不展的愤怒，这个意思。
If you read the book of Revelation 15, verse 1, then you will understand.
其实十五章的第一节，如果你读就知道了。
Because he says, then I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign.
我又看见在天上的异象，他而且
其
就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。我要稍微描述一下在这进行的事情，好让你们知道主在这说的是什么意思。
He's saying the cup of God's wrath, the wrath, the cup of God's fury, His wrath that poured out in His cup full strength.Meaning undiluted.
就是神的愤怒，神的愤怒正在神愤怒的杯中处于不杂，就是没有任何其他的成分，就是完全的愤怒。这意思是什么呢？
Then you read Revelation 15,
然后你读了启示录的十五。
He says he saw a great and marvelous sign.From heaven, a wonderful sign from heaven.
十五章一节，这是说的什么？天上又看见了，又有异象，大而且奇。
If you read different translations, they give different versions of it.
另一个版本的圣经给出另一个版本的内容，另一个描述。
Here he says, "I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign."
我又看见在天上有另有异象大而且奇。
So, what is the meaning of that?
这是什么意思呢？
Because it says there are seven angels coming from there.
因为有七位天使从中而来。
And when they come from heaven, after he has seen the great and marvelous sign, others say wonderful sign.
当他们看到那异象大而且奇的精彩的异象之后，有七位天使是掌管末了的七灾的。
Then he says,
然后他说
because with them God's wrath is completed.
因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
God's wrath is fulfilled. In them, the full wrath of God is revealed.
另一个版本说，因为神的大怒通过这七个灾殃就得以实现，就是成得以完全。
In chapter 15, verse 1 that we've seen, that the fullest complete wrath.Is now going to be achieved.
换言之，神完全的处于不杂的愤怒，现在得以实现，就是成全了，就是得到满足了。
But why does he say that he saw a great and marvelous sign in heaven, inside heaven?
可是他为什么在这说到大而且奇的异象在天上看见的？为什么是大而且奇的呢？
These are now.Terrible angels of the wrath of God that he's talking about.
现在谈的是很可怕的神愤怒的七灾的天使。
These angels of the wrath of God.
就是神愤怒的天使。
They are carrying the seven worst judgments of God, full wrath.
他们带着
the wrath of God is now marked and completed.
他们带
in what they are carrying, the plagues they are carrying.
他们带过来的这个欺诈来要完全神可怕的愤怒。
Saying in those plagues, the wrath of God is now perfected, completed.
通过这个七个灾殃，现在神的愤怒是完全了，就是完全成全。换言之，他在说
When he was inside heaven, remember he's in heaven as he's seeing this.
当他在天堂的时候，记得他在天堂看到了这一切的。
And then the wrath coming from these angels is not good at all.
这带着神的灾而出现的这个天使，不可能是好的。
Speaking from the Lord's side,
就是主说
He's talking about the greatness and wonderfulness, how marvelous this.Occurrence is going to be and is.
可是现在这预言士主说，他现在看到的这个事情是多么大而奇、神奇的异象。
That maximum wrath, that fullest, full strength of the complete wrath of God from chapter 15 going down, he says now that is the complete wrath of God completed, fulfilled. However, He calls it great and marvelous.
他为什么把这神可怕的宠溺不咋的愤怒，就是 完全成全神所有愤怒的这可怕的事情称作为大而且奇呢？因为他知道
this wrath the Lord is now going to achieve, he's going to achieve his mission finally of exterminating the Antichrist.
因为他知道这神的愤怒，他的这个使命事工现在要结束抵基督的了。
With these plagues, he's going to actually now finally finish destroy the Antichrist.
拿着这个七灾来最终要破坏抵基督仇敌了。
That is why he calls it great and marvelous while he's inside heaven. He's in heaven.
这是为什么他把这个当作大而且奇的印象。
Great and marvelous because these angels, even though they are carrying such massive wrath, they look like they are different angels from the ones that were blowing the trumpets or the other, because these are now final and they are very severe in their wrath.
因为每位天使看起来都是不一样的，尤其是现在这个第七位天使拿着最可怕的末了的七个灾殃，因此他为什么把它描述为大而且奇的异象？
The most severe wraths.
最可怕的愤怒，他现在带过来的。
Even if they're carrying the severest wrath, you and I know that John and you and I are on God's side, so they are still good angels. They are good angels to us, so you don't have to fear them.
尽管他带过来的是最可怕的宠溺不咋的愤怒，可是你和我约翰师徒都是在神的那边，因此对我们来说
we are on God's side and therefore we know that these are good angels.
我们是在神的这一边，因此我们都知道这位天使都是好的神的天使。
But the wrath poured out full strength you see inVerses 9 to 11.
可是九到十一节，当你看到的这神的愤怒，倾倒下来的很可怕的愤怒。
Strength without dilution or diluting with anything.
没有跟任何其他成分的宠溺不咋的愤怒。
This that is now describing unfolding here.
就是在这描述的，就是这个内容现在介绍的。
Great and marvelous sign.
就是大而且奇的征兆异象。
Those angels are being released with the worst destructive plagues ever.
就是最可怕的破坏性的七个灾殃带过来的这天使的意象是大而且奇的。
Great and marvelous those plagues, because with them we know that finally the Antichrist is going to be judged and destroyed.
是为什么大而且奇？因为通过这个七个灾殃，最后这个比基督完全的被破坏。
We know that with those plagues that are coming to destroy the earth with.Finally, the Messiah is coming back to establish his kingdom.
我们知道通过这个灾殃来破坏敌基督，最终弥赛亚再度的来到地球。
We know that with those final plagues that he's talking about in Revelation chapter 15, the maxed plagues, the maximum plagues that he calls completeness of the wrath of God. With those plagues, he says, they are marvelous sign and a wonderful sign. Why? Because finally the glory of the church is going to be revealed.
十五章第一节我们看过的这最大显著的神的愤怒，这个七个灾，就是来成全神愤怒的这个意象，大而且奇的，这最后完全成全。
Because finally, the rebellion of the earth, those that tormented the church are going to be destroyed.
就是神的审判，就是最后那悖逆的，他们受到完全的审判。
And he raises this as an example. You can draw examples from what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. When the angels went there and destroyed that rebellion and wickedness.
你可以想象曾经在索多玛和俄摩拉发生的神的审判，天使带过来这个审判的时候，彻底完全的毁灭了，破坏了索多玛和俄摩拉了。
And rebellion.
那些悖逆的人。
And you can equate that also to the angels that judge, the angel of the Lord that stood, that Joshua met before The wall of Jericho came down.
并且这个耶利哥城被耶利哥城被打倒之前，那位天使出现在约书亚面前的，你可以想象。
Great and marvelous sign because they are bringing the kingdom of God finally.
因此是大而且奇的异象，你要知道这最终带过来神的国度的异象。
They are wonderful signs for us as Christians.
对我们来说，作为基督徒是个精彩的异象的。
However severe the wrath is.
不管神的愤怒多么严重，多么可怕，不管。
We have been waiting for when God will now come out to show His sovereignty.
这就是我们等待的时刻，就主出来要显示出来他的主权的事情。
And then when you read verse 2, then you see God's people there, the ones that have persevered and the ones that have actually finally triumphed, emerged victorious.
第二节你会看到最终属于神的这一边的人最终得到胜利，然后出现在
those that have persisted on.
就是坚定不移继续忍耐，在逼迫当中要得胜的人。
Revelation 15, 1 and 2 again.
启示录十五章一到二节。
It says, I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign.
我看见仿佛我看见在天上有异象大而且奇，从天。
And it's so powerful that the destruction of the devil and the antichrist and their false prophet is coming from heaven.
非常的强大，这破坏仇敌撒旦魔鬼敌基督并且假先知的事情从天上而来。
They are false prophet that will be very wealthy.
那个假先知非常有财富的，
from the promised land.
就从应许之地而出现的
one of the tribes.
其中的一个支派。
So this is coming to destroy them.
这是来要破坏他们的灾殃。
It is so powerful that their destruction, the destruction of the dragon comes from heaven.
非常的强大，破坏蛇龙的审判从天上而来。
And the false prophet who appears in the mid-tribulation are just instrumentsThat the devil, the dragon uses.
因为灾难中间出现的敌基督跟假先知，只不过是在龙的一个工具，龙使用的工具而已。
So the battle here is really between the devil and the Lord.
其实在这的打仗就是确实是龙撒旦跟神之间的。
We do celebrate that great and marvelous sign when the final angels with the worst wrath come out.
因此我们这一边的跟使徒们一起必须要庆祝这最后的神的七个灾出现的这个时刻。
Ishara ile ambalo ni malaika ambao wanakuja na ile ghadhabu ya kali ya mwisho kabisa, ile ya kali ya mwisho kabisa ya Bwana. Sote tuasherekea kwa maana Yohana na sisi tuko kwa upande wa Mungu. Tuwajua ya kwamba wakati hizi ghadhabu zitawachiliwa, sasa shetani ataangamizwa na ule mpinga Kristo ataangamizwa na ule nabii muongo ambao watatoka pale katikati mwa dhiki pia ataangamizwa. Maadui za Mungu wataangamizwa. Can you tell them my daughter, please?
Hivyo basi sisi pamoja na Yohana tunasherehekea kwa sababu tuko katika upande wa Mungu, kwa maana tujua vyema kabisa ya kwamba wakati ambapo hawa malaika saba walio na ishara kali kabisa kubwa na ajabu kutoka mbinguni na waliobeba mapigo makali kabisa ya ghadhabu kali kabisa ya Mungu Baba wanakuja, na wakati ambapo taachilia hii hasira kali kabisa ya Mungu Baba, basi shetani ataangamizwa pamoja na mpinga Kristo pamoja na malaika wake wa uongo.
Why are we reading this? Because he says this is what the eternal gospel should deliver into the face of the nations.
我们为什么要读这一段呢？这就是永远的福音要传递给列国的信息内容。
This is what the gospel of prosperity has not delivered to the Christians. That's why they can still fool around with rebellion and sin.
这就是繁荣福音没有传递给自己信徒的自己羊群的，这是为什么自己的会众罪的基督徒仍然留在罪恶的理由。没有离开罪恶的理由。
This is what the gospel of prosperity has not delivered to this generation. That's why the unbelievers out there are continuing in rebellion and sin daily without care.
这是为什么繁荣福音没有传递给这一代的信息内容？这是为什么这一代仍然在悖逆当中，天天被罪吞灭掉的理由。
They had listened to this kind of message coming from radio on a daily basis. they would have raised caution on their lives and thought about it and changed direction.
如果不是的话，他们天天从电台播出来的信息天天都听见了，他们觉得惧怕神，懂得惧怕神，这样一来改变自己的行为，离开罪恶了。
It says verse 2, I saw what looked like a sea of glass glowing with fire and standing.Glowing with fire.
我看见仿佛
I saw what looked like a sea of glass glowing with fire.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂。
And standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name, those are now the ones who are triumphant.
又看见那些胜了兽和兽的像，并他名字书目的人，这些得胜的人，现在他描述的。
They held harps given to them by God.
站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴，神赐给他们的琴。
Such a very powerful contrast between God's people and the rebellious.
因此，神在这非常相反的描述神的百姓，并且那些悖逆的人。
And then we saw in the book of Revelation 14 verse 20 that for those who are rebellious, the Messiah comes to crush them.
并且我们启示录十四的二十节看到了那些悖逆的弥赛亚来要践踏他们
they were trampled they were trampled in the winepress outside the city and the blood flows out of the press rising as high as horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia that is a lot of blood
Na酒炸揣在城外，就有血从酒炸里流出来，高到马的脚环，远有600里，这是非常可怕的审判。
That is very serious.
这是非常严重的。
And he's saying that that is the fate of the rebellious.
这是悖逆的人他们的结局。
Those that reject the gospel of Jesus.
那些拒绝耶稣福音的人。
Those that reject the grace.Of Jesus.
那些拒绝耶稣恩典的人
Those that reject repentance and holiness.
那些拒绝悔改与圣洁的人
Those that reject this voice that is calling out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way the Messiah is coming.
那些拒绝这个声音在旷野当中喊叫来说预备主的道路弥赛亚要来了
So very clearly that their fate is determined, God sees them from heaven and determines that he has to come and crush them.
但是这个决定已经在天堂了，已经做好了。他们神来看他们，来要破坏他们了，已经在天堂那被决定好。
You see right there in verse 16, he harvests the Christians, the holy ones, God's elect, the obedient.
因为十六节已经收割了那些圣洁的神的百姓，顺服神的那些人。
And then.Right away from 17 to 20, then he's now talking about another group, those that he has to kill, he has to destroy. They are like grapes that are ripe.
接着十七到二十节谈的是另一群人，他们是悖逆的，并且神来要杀害他们、破坏他们的。就是那葡萄。
It's amazing because he says that they are like ripe grapes, such that the skin.Is actually when you look at grapes that are ripe, the skin is very light and the inside is full of fluid.
Now, 他们好像熟透的
full of juices.
他们好像熟透了的葡萄一样，葡萄皮是非常薄的，就是那里头的汁是非常丰满的，已经熟透了的葡萄一样。
And so he's saying he's coming to crush them.And in the process of crushing them, we read in the book of Revelation chapter 19, verse 13 to 15, we also read Isaiah 63, verse 3, when he's crushing them, the juice splatters on his garment.
我们都读过了启示录十九的十三到十五，以赛亚六三章的三节，这一人们查看了，当他踹酒渣的时候
，We read one from verse 1 to 3. You see that their blood splatters on his clothes.
一到三节六三章以赛亚就他踹酒渣的时候，践踏葡萄的时候，那个酒渣，那个他们的血就是撒在溅在耶稣基督的衣服上。
Their blood splatters on his clothes. That's why he's wearing a robe that is red. red.
这是为什么他穿的衣服是红色的，因为他们那在那建出来的线撒在他的衣服上。在这里讲得很清楚。
But the Lord is saying that he has already known that these people are rebellious. They will not repent because they have disobeyed.The last call, the command of the first angel.
在这里就是背的人，他们是不悔改的，那些最后天使的警告都拒绝的，不要悔改的这些人。
Hapana, nimesema ya kwamba, Bwana amejua ya kwamba, hawatatii ile agizo na amri ya malaika wa kwanza, ambalo anatangaza injili la umilele. The Lord has seen very clearly that they will not obey the first angel that is announcing the eternal gospel.
就是没有顺服第一位天使说出来的那永远的福音下的命令。
That's why he comes from heaven to crush them.
就是为什么他从天堂而来要粉碎他们，践踏他们。
That's why the Lord decides their fate that he must crush the rebellious, that you may see the warning on those who persist in sin as in this generation.What will happen to them? Just to give you a little glimpse.
那让我们查看一下，神为什么是要粉碎他们，要践踏他们，要踹酒炸？因为那些固执到留在罪恶的这些悖逆的人，因此我们要好好的查看他们的特点，他们的状态是个什么样的。
Just to give you a little glimpse of what happens to those that are rebellious all the time, like this generation. They have seen that the cloud has come to me. I have called God the Father.And God the Father has come to me, but they are still rebellious. They are still running their Paschal services without the presence of God. That is the symbol of the rebellion of this age. Just to give you a glimpse of what will happen to them.
就是让你们看一眼即将发生在他们身上的事情，就是这一代背逆的这一代都看到了神眷面的云彩照放到我这个两位先知，可是人仍然没有到我这里来，你们没有任何主恩膏主。
But I have called God the Father and he has come to me and they can see that that is Yahweh. But I have still But they have still refused. They have still refused to come. You don't see senior most pastors from the USA coming with their president and sitting before me and saying, Man of God, we have seen that you have come with the Lord. We have seen that you are from the Lord. Please, can you show us the way? What is the Lord saying? They can see very clearly that these are the messengers that the Bible promised.And they have come with maximum power. And they are walking very, very tight, too close to God. But they have not yet come. The symbol of the rebellion of this age. Just to show you what will happen to the rebellious.
就是让你们看到那些针对悖逆的人，就是给他们身上要发生的事情到底是个什么样的，就像这一代一样悖逆的。比如说那美国最高级的牧师都看到了神的云彩造访了我，亲人都看到神的云彩，可是仍然没有到我这里来，我们就知道了你是从主而来的，就给我们指示吧。他们没有来到神的同在面前。
Come and sat before me and asked, Man of God, what is the message? Show us the way. What does the Lord want?
美国最高级的牧师并没有坐飞机到我这边来说，神人呐、啊，我就看到了你是从主而来的人。你是从主而来的主的先知，那让我给我们指示，让我们知道应该要怎么样的。应该要我们怎么做才能够预备弥赛亚的来临？他们并没有这么做，这背逆的这一代。
We see that
you are walking with God.
我们看到了你跟神一起同行。
God is with you.
我们看到了神跟你同在。
When we look at your signs and wonders and your miracles, we see that you have come from Jehovah Yahweh.God the Father, our God.
当我们看到你所行的所有一切神迹启示一只神迹的时候，我们就发现你就是从耶和华亚威父神那来的。你所做的神迹启示就是亚威的神迹启示。你所做的一只神迹就是亚威神的一只神迹了。因此给我们看那个道路，我们怎么能够接近父神那里呢？
They have not come from the USA, from New Zealand, from Australia, from Europe, from Africa, from all over the world. They have not come with the senior most pastors and the presidents of their countries to seek counsel.
他们并没有来过美国的、新西兰的、澳洲的、欧洲的、非洲的任何一个最高级的牧师，并没有到我这里来寻求主的咨询，他们并没有这么做了。
That is the symbol of the rebellion that he's talking about here. So I want to show you a little bit on what happens to the rebellion.
这就是他们悖逆的象征，他们悖逆的意思，就是我要让你们看到这些悖逆的人，他们要受到的审判会是个什么样子的。
The generation being spoken about here in the Great Tribulation is not any different from this generation you see here.
因为现在我们藐视大战争里头的那些悖逆的人，他们的特点跟现在的这一代悖逆的没任何两样。那些是被留在大战争里头的人，他们的特点。
If we can start from verse 8 to 11, he says, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was allowed to scorch people with fire. Can you imagine?
第四位天使把碗倒在日头上，叫日头能用火烤人，你可以想象吗？
Can you imagine the sun?Breaking out in flares of heat and burning people on the earth.
你可以想象太阳能够用自己的火焰来要烤地上的人了。
He said,
他说
they were seared by the intense heat, meaning their bodies were torn. A hot iron can tear your body systematically like that.
人被大热所烤，现在他们的身体都被这个火的太阳的这个火来，这个是被烤了。
Vile unaweza kuwa na pasi la stima uwakishe mpaka iwe moto nyekundu alafu uiweke kwa mgongo kwa mwili yako ikuchome ikisaga mwili yako, searing the body.
他们的身体都被这个火焰烤出来。
iwe nyekundu kabisa halafu uiweke kwa mwili wako kwa mgongo wako halafu ichome mwili wako kabisa na kutoa ngozi.
So that heat sears the body, tears the body.
这样一来破坏身他们的身体，撕裂他们的身体。
Seared by the intense heat, and they cast the name of God who had control over these plagues.But they refuse to repent and glorify him. Do you see why the Lord makes a determination from heaven that he must come and crush them in the winepress? Because he has already known that, number one, they have refused to repent.
你看一下，就亵渎那有权掌管这些灾的神之名，并不悔改，将荣耀归给神。你知道神为什么要决定要审判他们？
They refuse to repent under such circumstances of wrath.
在这样的愤怒之下，他们仍然不悔改，拒绝悔改。这样的人。
And they were aware that all this plague.These plagues come from Yahweh.
并且他们都知道这一切的灾从亚威神而来。
And instead they turned around and cursed God.
可是他们仍然转身来亵渎神。
That's why the Lord realized that these people will not obey the first angel. They will not obey the gospel of Jesus. So he prepares to come and crush them.
因此主已经知道他们不会顺服第一位天使的命令，他们不会顺服耶稣基督的福音。因此这样神已经决定就是审判他们，用神的愤怒来践踏他们。
It's very dangerous to see the present day generation in rebellion all the time, plus the present day church, very rebellious, the cripples are walking, the blind can see, the cloud has come, I have commanded heaven, they have enjoyed a crop from the same rain, and yet they are continuing in rebellion, they cannot come to seek counsel, they can see that they have no God in their churches, but they cannot come to seek counsel, that is the icon.That is the climax, the symbol of the rebellion he's talking about here.
因此现今的这一代也是非常的类似，非常的悖逆，因为他们都看到了这我们这施工这我两位先知，我呼召父神降临的，他们都看到了。可是那些这一代他们
Father, their maker has come and made it clear that This is him, and these are his servants.
他们的亚维，他们的主神亲自降下来跟他们说，这就是我的先知，你们要听他说的话。
He has come to say that this message is mine.
换言之，他说这个信息就是我的，我的口说的。这个信息是特别的，我的宝座那通过我的代理，通过我的大使给他，就让他传给你们的话。他们看得很清楚，可是他们并没有到这里来。
Adultery and fornication.
他们继续地留在性罪、通奸、奸淫。
They have continued in corruption and pornography and masturbation.
仍然留在性罪、手奸，仍然留在色情片当中。
They have also continued in homosexuality.
仍然留在同性恋当中。
And yet the church, we should have known better. They have seen that creepers are walking here at one degree from the altar where I am.And this is Bible history made, Bible record broken. And yet, they are continuing their rebellion with the gospel that has no deliverance.
他们都看到了我在内罗毕说出一直宣布到处都发生一直审讯他们都看到了可是仍然没有到我这里来。
You are still at nini, kama uko moja wapa na, you are not, you are here.Wale wanafaa, kanisa zile, wanafaa kujua vyema kwamba, they need to know, they ought to know very well that the miracles you see are mighty miracles. The Bible is come to life. Cripples are walking. Blind can see. Deaf can hear. Mute can speak. Lunatics are restored. They can see. Some of them are their relatives. But they have still refused to come and they are continuing with their own gospel of prosperity, their own worship that has no presence of God and no deliverance. That is the icon of the rebellion that you see being highlighted here.
他们看得很清楚了，我在这所做的一切的一直审计就是圣经活过来的，就是打破圣经记录的，因为我并没有接触他们，我在这宣布，可是到处都有一直审计产生了，站起来瞎子张开眼睛，耳聋的听见，哑巴说话，精神病得医治，马蜂病得医治，可是他们都看到这一切，甚至他们的亲戚他们的知道的人都得医治了，可是仍然继续到这里来，仍然留在反动福音当中，仍然追求自己的反动福音，这样他们的身上就有这些悖逆人的象征，他们的特点。
Injili ambalo haina nguvu la kukomboa watu, injili ambalo haina nguvu la kuinua viwete, wameendelea hivyo ya kwamba sasa kuendelea hilo limewafanya wakawa ishara ya hii uasi ambao tunasoma hapa kwenye majira za dhiki。
就是他们的身份特点是非常的类似，在这藐视那些悖逆的人，在大灾难里头的悖逆的人。
And
so you see, the Lord knows that they refuse to repent.
因此他们拒绝悔改了。
Even when the heat of the sun sears their bodies, tears their bodies.
甚至他们都看到太阳的火焰都烤着他们的身体，仍然拒绝悔改。
Attempted to curse God because nobody can curse God.
反而亵渎神、诅咒神，没有任何人敢这么做。
To repent and glorify Him.
拒绝悔改，拒绝将荣耀归给神。他说
If you turn, the fifth angel say, the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast and his kingdom was plunged into darkness.
第五位天使把碗倒在兽的座位上，兽的国就黑暗了。
People gnawed, in other words, they screamed, gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed God of heaven because of their pain and their souls.But they refuse to repent of what they have done. Can you imagine what a generation? And that generation you see here today, I struck them with the coronavirus. The whole world came to a stop. Aircrafts were stopped. People are buried in mass graves. But they have refused to repent until today. Can you imagine why God says He must come and crush them?
又因人因疼痛就咬自己的舌头，又因所受的疼痛和生的疮就亵渎天上的神，并不悔改所行的。你可以想象这一代，我给这个冠状病毒，人们都已经封锁了 分析都停止了，我们都被买在公分了，可是仍然拒绝悔改。你可以想象这一代的特点多么的相似。
When it strikes them, it must be full strength. The wine of the cup of the wrath of God must be full strength, not less.
你现在可以知道了，就是神愤怒的酒正在神愤怒的杯是处于不杂的，应该要处于不杂的。你现在理解了吗？为什么？
And if you look at the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 9:20-21, 9:21, if you check verse 17 up there, we go towards 21.
He says,
the horses and riders, meaning some horses appear, the horses and riders I saw in my vision look like this.
我在意象中看见那些马和骑马的。
He says,
他说
their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue and yellow as sulfur.
骑马的胸前有甲如火与紫玛瑙。
The head of the horses resembled the heads of lions.
并硫磺，马的头好像狮子的头。
And out of their mouths came fire.
有火，有烟，有硫磺从马的口中出来。
The third of the humankind was killed.By their three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. This is powerful. One third of human race wiped out.
口中所出来的火与烟并硫磺这三样灾杀了人的三分之一，非常的强大，人的三分之一被杀了，人类的三分之一都被消灭了。
The power of their horseswas in their mouths and in their tails.
这马的能力是在口里和尾巴上。
It says, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injury. Can you imagine?
因这尾巴像蛇，并且由头用以害人，你可以想象吗？
Their mouths are destroying one third of the human race. You can imagine the billions of people, 8 billion people on earth today. Then one third wiped out by the fire, the smoke and the sulfur from their mouths.
他们口中所出来的火与烟和硫磺就杀害了三分之一的人口，现在全球有80亿人口的话，三分之一的人口被他们杀害。
And their tails have heads like snakes with which they inflict injury upon mankind. They injure people severely.
并且他们的尾巴好像蛇这样依赖害人，就是伤害人，是非常可怕的。
The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the work of their hands.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人仍旧不悔改自己手所做的，
还是去
拜鬼魔和那些不能看
不能听
不能走金银铜木
石
的偶像不悔改，
nor did theyrepent of their murders.
又不悔改他们那些凶杀。
Their magic arts,
邪术。
Their sexual immorality,
奸淫。
Or their theft and corruption that's full in the world today.
偷窃的事就是这世上的腐败。
Again, did not repent.
甚至到这个地步并没有悔改。
This is serious, blessed people.
这是非常的严重，蒙福的人们。
This is what the Lord is talking about.
这是主在这里讲的话。
He's talking about a severe rebellion.
他在这谈的是眼中的悖逆。
It is being exemplified in the present age.
正如现在这一代来打个比方的，举个例子的。
Being emulated now,
现在你们就表达出来的。
Exuded by this generation.
通过这一代来发出来的那个景象。
This generation is beaming the same rebellion whereby they cannot repent. They don't want to repent, no matter the judgments the Lord has sent me to inflict them with.
就这一代不愿意悔改，不管神的审判要带给他们的杀害、疼痛、痛苦有多么可怕、多么大，他们并不愿意悔改。
We remember when I went and struck the nation of Haiti and the Dominican Republic with a massive earthquake.
我们都记得，当我地震来击打哈伊提、多米尼加共和国的时候，那后果、结果是什么样的
？Liliana Nicaragua Pica, I went and struck them. Then I struck Chile. Then I struck Mexico. Then I struck Nepal.
并且我们的地震击打了智利、墨西哥、尼泊
尔。Then I struck Japan.
然后击打了日本。
With a massive earthquake and tsunami historic.
那是巨大的地震击打他们的时候，海啸都杀害了他们。
Describe the detail of a road by the ocean.
并且我非常具体的描述了靠海的那个道路，那靠海的那个道路。并且我击打的是海底的那个地方，我击打的，一直到被裂缝出现。我并且击打了菲律宾、台湾、中国、玉树县。
I struck Kenya with earthquakes. People were running and sleeping at Uhuru Park.
我拿着地震击打肯尼亚的时候，人们都逃跑，就是都聚集在鸟语的公园的。我拿着老鼠的战殃击打了澳洲。最终。拿着冠状病毒来击打了全世界了。
I struck Brazil with the Zika virus. I went to Rio de Janeiro and gave the prophecy, and then São Paulo. Then I went to Campo Grande, gave these prophecies.
我去过巴西的 Rio de Janeiro、São Paulo、Campo Grande， 在那拿着 Zika 病毒来。
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo. That's why I gave the prophecies.
我在 Rio de Janeiro、São Paulo 在那给出的预言就是 Zika 病毒。
The mosquitoes are coming to bite people and bring the virus of Zika.
蚊子，蚊子要来咬人，这样一来，这个病，这个病毒要来了。
The wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb are already here.
看一下神的愤怒已经在这里了。
To show you what is coming if you don't repent.
给你们看，如果你拒绝悔改的话，即将要发生的事情。看一下冠状病毒所做的事情。
It's unbelievable.
这是难以置信的，击打了地球了，靠着我的宣布。2015年10月1日的预言，击打了地球了，并且所谓的细节。看一下印度被这冠状病毒怎么的被毁灭了。看一下整个世界，南美洲就是那个他们的尸体。就丢在街头上了。
The Lord coming out very, very vividly clear that He judges sin, He will judge sin.
非常活生生的主，非常明确的跟你们说，神要审判罪，他会审判罪的。
This generation has not repented. So when we read about the generation of the great tribulation that will still refuse to repent no matter the judgment, then you can see them in this generation.
因此这一代仍然拒绝悔改的时候，我们就知道那大灾难里头拒绝悔改的这些悖逆的人。就是非常的类似于这一代悖逆的人，就是拒绝悔改，至死为止，这一代的身份特点。
That's why in the book of Ezekiel chapter 3:27 on your screen he says，
以西结3:27
，We can tell that they will not repent，
你可以知道他们不会悔改的。
He can tell that they will not repent，
神已经知道。知道了，他们不会悔改。
He says here.
他在这说
When I speak to you,
当我对你说话的时候
open your mouth and you shall say to them,
必使你开口你就要对他们说
This is what the sovereign Lord says.
主耶和华如此说
Whoever will listen, let them listen.
听的可以听
And whoever will refuse, let them refuse.
不听的，任他不听。
For they are a rebellious people.
因为他们是悖逆之家。
If you read Daniel chapter 12 verse 10, he says.
当你读12章的10节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 10.
第十二章十。
It says many will be purified.
必有许多人使自己清。清净洁白
but the wicked will continue to be wicked,
且被熬炼但恶人仍必行恶一切恶人都不明白
the wicked will continue to be wicked, meaning he knows they will not repent.
唯独智慧的能明白看一下这邪恶的人背着继续的做背的事情邪恶的事情
he created the heart.
那我有创造人心的
it is that can turn the heart that the heart may believe Jesus
知道 要做什么事情那可是心才能够相信主耶稣
to them what should change the heart
他已经给他们显现能够改变人心的事情
God himself coming from heaven to show himself to a modern generation
神的云彩从天堂降下来给你们这现代化的人眼前显示出来了
their hearts may change and say Now we have to turn and now worship the Lord. This is serious now.
好让他们的心能够得以改变。天哪，这是神的降临，我们应该要改变了。现在。
This is now very serious.
这是非常的严重。
But they do not.
可是他们并没有这么做。这是为什么神说？
The wise will be purified.
智慧的会清净洁白，把自己清净洁白，并且被熬炼。
Continue to be wicked.
可是那恶人仍必行恶一切恶人都不明白继续的行恶唯独智慧人能明白启示录二十二的十一节
He is characterizing the people that he has determined he must come to crush them in the wine press that the juice that is within the grapes that juice is literallyTheir blood full of vitriol, full of wickedness, full of malice, full of evil. When they are really ripe, full, kabisa, then now that wickedness and evil is now really maxed in their blood. He wants to come and crush them, that they may spatter their blood on his clothes.
神已经决定审判的这些人他们的悖逆是神指命正的亲自降下来要踹酒杖
Revelation 14:20 that he must come and trample the wine press
启示录十四章的二十节神说他必须要践踏酒杖因为他们的悖逆他们的悖逆水平
Isaiah 63 verse 3 says that his garments are stained in red because he has crushed the wine press of the fury of the wrath of God
这是为什么以赛亚六十三的三节他穿的衣服为什么红色因为他践踏的说他们身上发出来的血杀在他的衣服他已经决定了这些人他们不会悔改的因为他从天堂都看见这些人是不会悔改的悖逆的人
The Lord monitors his gospel from heaven the advancement and the progression and the progress of his gospel from heaven very carefully and he sees those receiving and those that will not.
因为神在天堂一定会将仔细的非常具体的调查观察神的福音在地上所做的一切福音的运转福音的进展福音的开展所谓的情况当中所谓的过程当中他看到了所谓的一切细节因此神知道谁只能是悖逆的谁绝对不会悔改的
nguo zake kwa maana anasema kama ile grape wamejazwa sasa na juice nani na hiyo juice nani imejawa na uovu na wickedness the juice of that grape the ripe grape is full of evil
那
谢谢当这葡萄的汁是蛮有邪恶的时候就葡萄熟透了葡萄熟透了现在要收割的时候到了
in Revelation 14:19 harvest them using his sickle and throws them into the wine press
这是为什么启示录十四的十九那个天使拿着镰刀来收割这个熟透了的葡萄因为他们的邪恶他们的罪恶他们的悖逆已经熟透了
we are in the book of Revelation 22:11 and he throws them into the wine press
这样一来启示录二十二的十一把他们丢在地狱的火炉里因为 神知道了他们不会悔改的。That
juice that now is in the ripe grape, which is now dark in color on his skin.
可是现在熟中的葡萄，这个汁颜色就是赤红的、暗红的、很黑的红的。
That juice is literally the marks of their fluid of their juice.
这个汁就是象征着葡萄汁他们的悖逆、他们的邪恶、他们的罪恶。表记他们的汁儿，葡萄的汁儿。
That maximum juice there means they are now full to the max of their wickedness.
就是情欲不假的，他们的悖逆的悖逆达到顶点的水平，达到最高的水平。
Maximum of their evil.
他们现在做出最顶点的邪恶、罪恶，甚至他们可以亵渎神。
Determines that he must come now.And crush it is now ripe to be crushed. Crush it so that it may be able now to pour on them.
咒诅神，因此神现在必须要出来，要践踏他们，这么粉碎他们的血，他们的身体当中就是杀出来。
Will not receive Jesus at all.
他们知道，他们绝对不会接受主耶稣基督的。
He says it happens when the church is also ready to be harvested into glory.
这事情发生在当教会。数透了，在庄稼数透了的时候，同样的发生。
It says, "Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong."
这是为什么启示录二十二章的十一节说那些做错的、悖逆的，让他们继续的犯错吧。
In the Bible, the Lord is telling somebody to go and do wrong and continue doing wrong, to go and do evil and continue doing evil. It's amazing.
圣经最终父神最终说出来那些邪恶的、那些悖逆的，继续。做你悖逆的事吧，神最终说出这样的审判。
Because he knows they will not repent.
因为神知道他们不会悔改了。
He says, "Let the vile person continue to be vile."
不义的叫他仍旧不义吧。
Let the one who does right continue to do right.
污秽的叫他们仍旧污秽吧。
And let the holy person continue to be holy.
为义的叫他们仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他们仍旧圣洁。因为神知道他们不会悔改了。
That's why in Romans chapter 1:18-28 he says.
罗马书第一章的
Romans chapter 1:18-28. We are now describing the character of the people that God crushes as in the wine press, the grapes that are ripe and are ready in the wine press, crushed.
我们现在描述那些悖的人，他们的身份特点就是主来决定要踹酒渣的时候，那是被放进在里头的那个煮透了的葡萄。
Romans chapter 1:18 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and the wickedness of people.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义人的身上，就是那些行不义。
Who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
行不义阻挡真理的人。
This what may be known about God is plain to them.
神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里。
Verse 19, please.
十九节。
Since what may be known about God is plain to them.
神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里。
Because God has made it plain to them.
因为神已经给他们显明。
For since the creation of the world,
自从造天地以来。
In other words, he's saying that everything they need to know about God they know, but they refuse to obey Him. They continue in godlessness and wickedness.
换言之，他们要知道的所有的一切有关神的事情，他们其实都知道。可是那些危险的、邪恶的、悖逆的、不虔不义的人继续的做邪恶。因为自从造天地以来
God's invisible qualities God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
神的永远的大能和神的属性是明明可知的。
And he says,
然后他说
being understood from what he has made,
所以是眼不能见
so that people are without excuse.
但借着所造之物就可以晓得叫人如何推诿。他说虽然他们知道神
they glorified him as God,
因为他们虽然知道神却不当作神荣耀他。 也不感谢他。
But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images.
就不能朽坏之神的荣耀，变为偶像。
Made to look like a mortal human.
仿佛被朽坏的人。
Made to look like a mortal human being.
就是被朽坏的人的样子。
And birds.
和飞禽的走兽，昆虫的样式。
Then he says, therefore, God gave them over.
因此，所以神任凭他们了。
The desires of their hearts. That is when God now has abandoned them. He says, these ones cannot obey the first angel. They cannot receive Jesus. I must go and crush them.
乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，这些人不会悔改的，他们不会顺服地位天使下的命令的，永远的福音的命令的，因此我已经决定要审判他们了。
Kwa Kiswahili sanifu inasemwa ya kwamba hawa ndio sasa Mungu ameamua ya kwamba hawa hawatapokea Yesu, hawa ni waasi sugu, hawataokoka。
虽然他们都知道了，可是并不悔改，仍然留在悖逆的位置，邪恶罪恶的位置，神只能审判他们。
Therefore God gave them up. Look at that. God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts.
所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事。你们必须要当心现在教会里的叛教。
Be careful with the repeated sinfulness you see in the church today.
你们现在教会里看到的反复的罪，你必须要当心。
He says God Almighty can give you up.
神有可能放弃你呀、啊，丢弃你。
And when God gives up on you, you can imagine you have nowhere to turn to. You are done.
如果神放弃你，你没有任何地方可走，没有任何余地了。
He says, therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts.
因此，神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。犯性罪。
They exchanged the truth about God for a lie.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎。
They worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator Yahweh.
去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉。
Who is forever praised? Amen.
那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。因此，
God gave them over to shameful lust.
神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，情欲。看一下神在这有描述，放弃你，丢弃你。这样一来，神放弃你了。让你放纵可羞耻的情欲。
Their women exchanged their natural relations for unnatural ones.
他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another.
男人也是如此，弃了女人顺顺的用处，用处欲火攻心，彼此贪恋。
With each other and received in themselves the due penalty for their error.
男和男情可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受造，妄为当得的报应。
You can see that the Lord was when He's talking about the people is coming to crush in the wine press, whose evil has reached maximum and wickedness. He is literally talking about this generation.
你可以知道，那些人是被丢在那酒渣里头被践踏的，这些人的被逼的，他们的就达到底。光的那些背逆的程度，就是指的是就是这些人，你们这一代人的身份特点了。
Because they are doing it in this age, they are celebrating homosexuality openly for 1 month in the month of June.
因为你们这一代庆祝同性恋，公开的，你们定下来了整个六月来公开的庆祝同性恋。
they are in lesbianism, they are in LGBT, they are in fornications, adultery, heterosexual sin also.
他们都有着女的同性恋 LGBTQ， 然后呢那个通奸、奸淫，各种各样的淫乱的事情。
They are in the sexual sin between man and woman also.
并且男人女人之间的性罪。
And he says, furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God.
他们竟然故意不认识神。
Here it says, my version here says, furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, meaning they already had the knowledge of God and they abandoned it. They know God, but they go on to become wicked and sin without care.
换言之，按照我读过圣经版本的解释说，他们原本都知道神的对神的知识，他们已经都有了，可是他们仍然拒绝悔改，这样一人的神放弃他们，因为他们故意不认识神，不要认可神，是他们故意这么做的，虽然都知道，可是故意这么做。因此神就任凭他们从邪僻的心行那些不该做的事，不合理的事。
The class of people that the Lord says he will come and crush.
这就是这一层这一类别的人，就是神来要践踏的、粉碎的，这是非常的可怕。明蒙福的人们。
The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 18.
可是提上面的前书四章十六到十八讲那些接受悔改的人。
He's talking about those now that will obey the gospel of the first angel, that will obey the eternal gospel.
那些顺服地狱天使下的命令，永远不应内容的这些人。
He says, for the Lord himself will come down.
因为主必亲自从天降临，从天堂降临，有呼叫的声音，
and with the voice of the archangel,
和天使长的声音，
and with the trumpet call of God,
又有神的号吹响。
And he says,
然后他说
and the dead in Christ will rise first.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Then verse 17 he says,
十七节神说
after that we who are still alive,
以后我们这活着还存留的人
left, will be caught up together with them,
必和他们一同被提
to meet the Lord, to caught up together with them in the clouds,
一同被提到云里。
Will be caught up together with them in the clouds.
和他们一同被提到云里。
Again, let me read verse 17.
让我读一下十七节。
Verse 17 it says.
十七节神说。
After that, we who are still alive.
以后我们这活着还存留的人。
And are alive and are left.
就是被剩下的存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇
To meet the Lord in the air.
在空中与主相遇。
To meet the Lord in the air.
在空中与主相遇。
The rapture of the church.
就是教会的被提了。
The rapture of the church.
在这谈的是教会的被提。
Again, after that, we who are still alive.
以后我们照活着还存留的人，存留的人。
Come up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
并和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
And so we will be with the Lord forever.
这样我们就要和主永远同在所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰再走的
Let us go back to Revelation 15 verse 2
第经部启示录十五的二节
Then you see God's elect
那你会看到神的拣选神所拣选的那些得胜的人
You see them in Revelation 15 verse 2 and Revelation chapter 21 verse 7 Here he says
经体温并且启示录二十一的七节启示录十五的二节
And I saw what looked like a sea of glass glowing with fire
我看见仿佛有玻璃海其中有火掺杂
standing beside the sea those who had been victorious over the beast
又看见那些胜了兽和兽的像
and his image and over the number of his name
并他名字数目的人
they were given half by God they held harps given them by God.
都站在玻璃海上拿着神的琴。
21:7
启示录。
He says,
他说
that those who are victorious,
得胜的
will inherit all this,
必承受这些伟业。
I will be their God,
我要做他的神
and they will be my children.
他们成为我的儿女。
Those who are victorious,
那些得胜的
will inherit the new heaven,
必承受新天
the new earth,
新地
The New Jerusalem,
新耶路撒冷
the kingdom of God,
神的国度
and I will be their God,
并且我要成为他们的神
They will be my children,
他们会成为我的儿女
They will be my people,
他们会成为我的百姓
This is very serious,
并且这是非常严肃的
The Lord has raised a very serious warning, blessed people,
蒙福的人们主再次提出非常严重的警告
generation,
向你们这一代
The continued rebellion and apostasy you see in the lives of the believers today,
今天你们看到的新旧的生命当中你持续不断看到的悖逆叛教
It is deadly.
这是致命性的
because it is what gives birth to what is written in the book of Revelation 15 as we read
因为这就是我们刚读过的启示录15章所描述的这致命性的审判
the continued apostasy in the present day church
现今的教会继续的叛教
and rebellion where they don't seem to care about the Lord at all
继续的悖逆他们并不介意主对他们有什么样的看法
it's very deadly
这是非常致命性的
it's very serious
非常严重的
that God determines from heaven that those people will not repent no matter what. Let me go and crush them.
神天堂看着他们已经都决定好了，让我们下去要粉碎他们，践踏他们，要审判他们。
That's why in the rapture he leaves them back.
无论如何，他们不悔改的，这是为什么被主发现，他们只能被撇下，让他们进入大灾难。
Those of you that are obedient to the Lord.
可是那些顺服主的。
And receive Jesus.
接受主耶稣基督的人。
To these prophets sent by Yahweh.
听从叫亚威从亚威派遣下来的亚威先知的话。被提来了，要把你提走。
He will harvest you into the kingdom of glory.
把你收割进入到神荣耀的国度里。听从这两位先知声音的，现在接受主耶稣基督吧。强大的主耶稣。
I repent completely tonight.
我今晚彻底完全的悔改。
Turn away from all sin.
要离开所有一切的罪恶。
And I receive you, my Lord Jesus.
并且我接受我的主耶稣。在我心中。
As my Lord.
作为我的主。
And my Savior.
和我的救主
Please, my Lord Jesus,
请求我的主耶稣
Separate me totally from habitual sin,
把我这习惯性的罪当中彻底的分别开来
Separate me totally from the decay and rebellion of this age,
从这一代的腐败邪恶当中把我彻底的分别开来
And establish holiness and the blood of JesusIn my heart.
在我心中通过耶稣基督的宝血来建立圣洁
that I may always love you,
好让我始终爱你
and obey you,
顺服你
and obey your voice,
顺服你的声音
prepare for the coming of the Messiah,
来用预备弥赛亚来临之路
In the name of Jesus I'm born again,
以讲这个耶稣圣名而求我重生了
rejected the habitual sin, perpetual sin of this age.
彻底的离开转离这一代所有罪所有习惯性的罪
totally walked away.
彻底的走出来
from the sin of this age.
从这一代的罪的当中
and totally embraced zero tolerance to sin.
彻底的保持罪对罪零容忍
in the mighty name of Jesus.
以讲这个耶稣圣名而求
I live to fear God.
我选择惧怕神
Establish the fear of God in my heart.
我在心中建立惧怕神、敬畏神。
In the name of Jesus,
以讲这些是圣名而求。
I live to give God glory.
我留在降荣耀归给神的位置。要惧怕神针对罪的审判的位置。
Lord, order my steps.
主啊，带领我的脚步。
In the name of Jesus,
以讲这些是圣名而求。
Born again.
我重生了。
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
About 6 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning.
现在凌晨两点十二分钟了，
非常
的强大，非常的强大，教会非常强大的时刻。现在你们看到了地上居民犯的悖逆，并且他们习惯性的罪恶和叛教，多么危险！
And sin all the time, and they don't even care. You know that it will end badly.
如果现今的基督徒仍然留在习惯性的自己的罪恶当中，你会知道他们的结局是个非常糟糕的、可怕的。
When you know the present generation and you see them.
当你看到现今的基督徒，当你看到他们每天犯罪，他们好像享受罪恶一样，他们每天犯罪，并不介意弥赛亚来临，并不介意主耶稣基督的福音。
Then you know that God must one day catch up with them.
那你要知道，有一天神必须要赶走他们。
And the consequences are too deadly.
赶上他们，结后果是难以置信的。记得我已经见过弥赛亚的来临，君王要来了，要预备主的道路。谢谢，我明天再见。如果主仍然允许我来的话。因为我已经差不多感觉到了神把我要隔绝起来了，从这个公众的眼睛当中。看一下这总部这儿告诉大主教，上个周末星期六已经关闭了。因为我们现在准备前往马普托的使命当中。再度的主要隔绝起来神的仆人了。如果神允许的话，我会来的。可是现在，我们所有的一切关注点、专注点就是莫桑比克。谢谢，总是做。记得没有圣洁，无人能做到，无人能见神。谢谢。
Lay it out.